Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Welcome back to Extra Innings on a Friday night with Bill Laskin. It's time to check over at the Chase Center and catch up with our buddy Dieter Kurkenbach on what a Warrior comeback the second half to win Game 2, 126-117. Dieter, it's got to be pretty exciting at Chase Center right now.
It's absolutely bumping, Bill. And this was a game where, you got to be real, the crowd wasn't really that into it. 6 o'clock tip proved challenging again on a Friday with bad traffic. Warriors didn't give anybody anything to cheer about in the early goings, giving up 72 in the first half. You're not going to win many basketball games like that, but they just went on a run, really against the run of play, too. It kind of jumped up out of nowhere in minutes that you didn't expect the Warriors to be playing good basketball, and Steph Curry and Kevon Looney did the rest. It was a wildly impressive victory for Golden State, a testament to stick-to-itiveness.
It sure was, and that whole second half down, as you said, down 14 at halftime in the tail of halves. The referees seemed to get in the Warriors' head the first half. Everybody was frustrated. The turnovers, 9 turnovers the first half, they were throwing the ball away. Nothing was going their way. And I don't know what Steve Kerr said at halftime, but once again, 11 playoff comebacks under Steve Kerr, and sure enough, this is one of the better ones.
Yeah, only 3 turnovers in the second half. Another adjustment that Kerr made that I really liked was not playing Damian Lee in the second half, right? We saw what Damian Lee put together in the first half of this game. He played like 5 minutes, 6, yeah, 5 minutes, minus 12. They were attacking him. He was just over aggressive. He didn't look like he should be on the floor. And Damian Lee has given this team some quality minutes, but this was probably the Peter principle playing out. He had been promoted beyond his station in life. And he went to Moses Moody, Steve Kerr did, in the second half, 19-year-old. Hasn't played really any playoff minutes of serious meaning, and he was totally unremarkable, which made him a massive upgrade. And then, as he got more and more comfortable, because Steve Curtis kept him in, he made some really nice plays. Moses Moody's going to be in the rotation from here on out. He's going to take Damian Lee's minutes. I think Damian Lee's series and perhaps playoffs are over after whatever he put together in the first half there. And Moses Moody is going to have his ups and downs because he's 19 years old. But it was really impressive. He's a really professional player. You could never convince somebody who didn't know how old he was that he just got out of college. That was an impressive performance from Moses Moody, and I thought Steve Kerr coached his butt off in the second half, had his finger right on the pulse. Some interesting defensive calls that worked out. It was really impressive, really impressive, and he needed it to be. Everybody had to be on their A game to win that contest with the deficit that he put together in the first half.
Dieter Kurkenbach joining us on Extra Innings. Another player that the Warriors came off the bench was Otto Porter Jr., coming in for 24 minutes, 4 for 4 from field goal. And he hit the 3-pointer in the beginning of the fourth quarter to take the lead for the Warriors, 86-85. They never looked after that. But you know what? What he did, he built so many good defensive rebounds. He played great defense. He passed the ball, and he got into the rim. He got into the paint with so many great plays and layups. I thought he was really well done today.
He's been so excellent this entire postseason, Bill. And tonight wasn't the most flashy box score line, though 4 for 4 looks pretty good when you're staring at it, as I have it in my hands right here. But it's just the deftness of being a veteran. It almost highlights, again, why Moody's performance is so impressive. That kid's 19. Otto Porter should know how to do this in the postseason. This is why you bring in a veteran like Otto Porter, so that you can have a level of trust in these big moments, because the dude might not have been in moments like this, but he's played a lot of basketball. He's not going to scare when Dallas goes up 14 points in the first half. He can buy into Steve Kerr's message, which has been learned the hard way, the easy way, whatever you want to say. But 23 playoff series for the Warriors under Steve Kerr. Think about how many games they've been trailing at halftime. Think about how many times they played the Houston Rockets and were down 15 points and came back to win. Just the Rockets. And Dallas has a lot of Rockets in them, with Luka Doncic being so ball dominant. But out of order, he has bought into this system. He doesn't need much coaching. He knows exactly what to do on every play. The system can take care of a lot of stuff for the Golden State Warriors. It really is special, and I think it's perhaps underrated. And Otto Porter is the perfect fit for this system. He's been one of the five best players on this team in the playoffs.
Well, Dieter, the unsung hero once again, Kevon Looney, just outstanding. 32 minutes, coming up with 21 points, but the 12 rebounds. He was defensive and offense. He was pulling boards down, going in between players. He has just been outstanding this whole playoff run for the Warriors.
It's a five-star performance from a kid who came out of high school in Milwaukee as a five-star player, ran into injuries, has had to fight injuries his entire career, and he has been transcendently good. I mean, like, just truly special. One of the most important, if not the most important player on the court, not named Steph Curry, for the Warriors over the last three games. He was fantastic tonight. This was the best game I've ever seen him play as a professional. It was really, it was almost comical how good he looked. He was beating Dallas up. And nobody is a bigger Kevon Looney fan than Dieter Kurtenbach. I've written like 50 columns on Kevon Looney, and only like five of them have ever been read. But people are starting to get why I'm so in on this guy. With like Steve Kerr, it's really Steve Kerr's favorite player. He'll never admit it openly. It's like having to pick your favorite kid. But his favorite player is Kevon Looney, professional, a guy who just does all the dirty work, doesn't care about the stats, is really steady, and can give you a bunch of different looks despite the fact that he doesn't move all that well and doesn't shoot really ever. He can give you a lot of different looks on offense, underrated passer. Tonight, putting the ball on the floor a little bit, getting to the rack, he was absolutely awesome. But, I mean, my soul is full with Kevon Looney playing like this. It's just so pleasing to watch, and it's so pleasing for me to hear Kevon Looney getting MVP chance when he's at the free throw line. I mean, he has absolutely been the MVP of this team, if we're excluding that guy who wears number 30. Last three games have been incredible for the Warriors.
Well, Dieter, there was about 2 minutes left to go in the game. There was kind of a little gap, and what did you see? You saw Kerr hugging Looney on the sidelines, and I thought that was so cool. The smiles on both their faces, and it was just a genuine hug by, man, you busted your tail again tonight for us, and no doubt about it. You know, there was so much drama in that first half. The second half, they calmed down. The shots were going, and, of course, when you start looking at the top four scorers, besides Looney, you had Curry with 32, Thompson with 15, Wiggins with 16. But, boy, Poole is just something else. He is so calm and cool, drives to the basket, and he ends up with 23.
Dallas didn't change their defensive game plan really at all. They made some changes on offense, and it paid dividends in the early goings. They were picking higher up the floor with Luka Doncic, and they were doing it earlier in the possession. And the Warriors had a little bit too much space to cover. They're kind of doing the same thing where Curry flashes because Luka's trying to bring him into the pick and roll. So Curry will flash against him and then get back to his guy, and Wiggins will fight through the screen. And it was working, but the rotation behind it worked great. But when Curry has the ball, Dallas keeps double-teaming him. They just won't stop doing it. And anyone who has watched the Golden State Warriors over the last 7-8 years knows that's death. Doc Rivers found out the hard way. He doesn't have a job in Los Angeles anymore, at least for now. He might get that Lakers job. But he doesn't have a job in Los Angeles anymore because he kept double-teaming Steph Curry. And here's the difference between prior iterations of the Warriors and this year's iteration. This is why Jordan Poole has been so absolutely critical for Golden State. Draymond was doo-doo tonight. Draymond wasn't here. I don't know what Draymond Green was doing, but he was not a positive aspect in this game for Golden State. And when you double-team Steph Curry, that means that Draymond Green is running the 4-on-3. He is the point guard in a 4-on-3 situation. And usually that is death. That is death to opposing defenses. And tonight, it had to be Jordan Poole. It had to be Jordan Poole taking on that role because Draymond, well, he wasn't on the floor for a lot of the game. And when he was on the floor, he wasn't doing really anything of worth. He was more detriment than benefit. So Jordan Poole taking over and taking on that role, putting the ball on the floor, getting to the rack. It was huge. Dallas doesn't have a rim protector. Steph Curry's going to the rack as much as you want. Klay Thompson, who was bad in this game, had two dunks. But Jordan Poole being able to cut through a defense, incisive with his passing, incisive with his decisions to drive to the basket, absolutely huge. It's been the ultimate safety blanket for a Warriors offense that would be really lost without Jordan Poole in the lineup.
Dieter Kurkenbach at Chase Center as we review this 126-117 win for the Warriors going 2-0 against Dallas. Now they travel back to Dallas. Let's go back a little bit about Draymond Green. He fouls out with about 2:25 left to go in the game, and he just looked like he was lost. He wasn't covering the right guys. He was overthrowing. He was trying to make things happen, trying to take three-pointers. He makes one. He comes back down, shoots another one, hits the front of the rim. It just didn't look like he was part of this team today. And you start looking down the line here where you would talk about Porter, Looney, Wiggins. They played some great defense when they needed to. They collapsed on certain players at times. What happened to Draymond tonight?
I don't think it's a coincidence that the Warriors got back into this game and took the lead when Draymond had to go to the bench with five fouls. I don't think it was a coincidence that when Klay Thompson went to the bench for his for his normal rotation, that the Warriors made that burst. Those two things coincided coincidentally, and that was a big difference because the Warriors were able to put their best lineup on the floor. I don't know what happened with Draymond. And he was very good in game one. Maybe it's the rest that came after that Memphis series. But the one reason I had Warriors in five going into this series, because Dallas is a one-trick pony. It's an impressive trick. Luka Doncic is a cold-blooded killer, man. But that can only get you so far at this juncture in the playoffs. Defensively, they're weak. They're just weak. And that's okay. They've really, much like Damian Lee, they've advanced beyond their station. Draymond was so bad against Memphis. I don't really know how to explain what's happened to Draymond. Maybe the podcast is getting in the way. I don't know. But
TNT, he's talking to Charles Barkley too much.
I'm never going to tell Draymond to shut up because he makes tremendous content. Talking is part of his game, but he's out of it. He's out of it. This is too many games over too short of a period of time for Draymond Green to not be an asset to the Golden State Warriors. And I think it's fair, after a 2-0 lead with the way that the Warriors won tonight, to look ahead with some level of impunity, to look towards the NBA Finals. This Draymond Green will not get it done. I don't care if it's Miami or Boston, this Draymond Green is going to lose the finals for the Golden State Warriors. He can't be this bad. He needs to find it. He needs to find it quick. It might not matter that much in this series, but it's going to matter down the line. This guy is vitally important to Golden State, and he has been, again, more detriment than benefit to date.
Hey, Dieter, now we go to game three in Dallas on Sunday. What does Dallas have to do to try to rebound? They had, like we said, a 14-point lead at halftime. They were shushing the crowd up. You saw them all making all these verbal signs. Hey, we're back, we're back. They're walking off that court with their head down. What do they have to do to try to come back in this series?
Probably make more than 6 3-pointers in the second half as they did tonight. I mean, here's Dallas' thing. They are going to win a game in this series, if not two, I think one, but if not two, because they can shoot the lights out. They get wide open looks. Luka is just that good. This is the Rockets series all over again, many of them, where it's one guy doing everything and everybody building off of that one guy. And tonight in the first half, they looked awesome. They looked special because they were knocking down 55% of their three-pointers. Anyone would look special if you go 15 for 27 from beyond the arc, and all of them seem to be wide open looks. But when you end the game 21 for 45 after that start, you looked real pedestrian, real fast. And here's the thing. Dallas has taken over 500 open three-pointers so far in this postseason. They're just all they do is chuck three. That is their entire game. They've only made about 36, 37%. That is not a good enough number on wide-open looks to justify this volume of three-pointers. And it's not enough of a percentage in terms of making them for the Warriors to not just say, have it. Go ahead. We're going to stop everything at the rim. We have to give up something because Doncic is taking on three guys per possession. So we will not give up anything at the rim. What we will do is we'll let you shoot either to a win or a loss. And through two games, it's been two losses. Dallas has shot themselves to the losses. I don't think they're going to get more than one victory if this is the only way. It's a make-or-miss league, but this is the Western Conference Finals. It can't be about makes and misses. I mean, that's going to be part of it, no doubt, just the three-pointer and the volatility and the equalizer and whatever you want to call it. But if that's all you got, you're not getting very far.
Dieter Kurkenbach, great stuff once again from Chase Center as the Warriors come from behind and win this game 126-117. On to Dallas on Sunday. Dieter, thank you again for joining me this late on a Friday, and all the best to you when they go to Dallas.
Bill, always a pleasure, my friend. Talk soon.
All right, Dieter Kurkenbach, and as you said, what a great game at Chase Center tonight. As down 14 at halftime, 72-58, the Warriors come back and win it 126-117, taking a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Championship. All right, we'll be back with more on Extra Innings coming up next on KNBR, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.